For Vanderbilt, this is a great tragedy. He had one son who had that same sense of physical strength and ability, and he had died when he was still quite young. It was deeply troubling for the Commodore.
For years, Vanderbilt groomed George to take over the family business. Now, the Commodore is forced to rely on his less accomplished son, William.
I'm making you operations director of the Hudson Railroad.
Vanderbilt places William in the midst of negotiations with the owners of a rival railroad.
So name your price.
If you give us your freight year-round, we will give you the privilege of allowing your passengers access into Manhattan for $200,000.
That privilege is not worth $200,000.
Then let us settle on $100,000. I believe that to be a fair and generous offer.
I'm not really interested in your generosity. I'm only interested in getting the best deal for my shareholders. And that does not include handing over $100,000 or even $1.
My father wants only what he believes is right.
The trouble is, your father doesn't know what is right. The old man should be put out to pasture.
The message is clear. The competition no longer sees Vanderbilt as a man to fear.
People are always rooting for very successful people to fail. The day people are not taking shots at you, it means you're not on top anymore.
But where they see weakness, the Commodore sees an opportunity to assert his dominance and teach William what it means to be a Vanderbilt.
If they want a war, I'll give them a war.